This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Pure Michigan Tourism Campaign has been effective in that it improves the state's image and gives Michigan residents a sense of pride.
This is a postcard from Michigan, where wishing you were here is the heart of Pure Michigan.
It's been incredibly popular, but has it been successful? Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer used her line item veto authority to eliminate the $37.5 million approved by the legislature. She zeroed it out. The governor, who herself had proposed $31 million for Pure Michigan, says she's willing to negotiate with the Republican-led legislature. There are questions, though, about whether it makes sense to use tens of millions of taxpayer dollars to support one industry, tourism. And there are conflicting reports about what kind of return on investment Michigan gets for Pure Michigan. Here to talk about that is Evan Jordan. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Recreation, Park, and Tourism Studies at Indiana University. He's also a Michigan native from Pawpaw who was educated at Michigan State University. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
I read that Michigan has been spending close to twice the national average on tourism promotion. It has the fourth highest spending level in the nation, only with only California, Hawaii, and Florida spending more. But Michigan doesn't even crack the top 10 in tourism rates. In fact, a Business Insider ranking shows Michigan is at number 31 in the nation based on hotel bookings. So what does that all tell us?
Well, one of the things that tells us is there's a lot of different ways to measure these things. As you mentioned, there's a lot of questions as to the impact of spending these $30 million on the Pure Michigan campaign. And there's a lot of different ways that people calculate that impact, but there's also a lot of different ways that people calculate the number of visitors that come to any given state. So in places like Hawaii, it's really easy to measure people coming in and out because everyone has to come either on a plane or on a boat, and you can essentially measure every single person that comes in. For states like Michigan, who the majority of visitors are going to be coming by car, it's really hard to estimate that. So if you look at something like hotel bookings, that doesn't necessarily tell you the full story. According to a study that Michigan MEDC commissioned by Tourism Economics, they estimated that in 2018, about 125 million people visited Michigan in 2018. So that is actually on par, if you look at those statistics, with a state like Florida, which had about 130 million visitors. So there's a lot of different ways of looking at that, and that's one of the points of contention, I think, with states like Michigan spending that much money on a tourism marketing campaign.
And the numbers from MEDC have been questioned by some, and some analysis by a think tank called the Mackinac Policy Center has also, you know, questioned whether they're measuring it correctly or who they're having measure it for them. So what's the best way to measure how successful Pure Michigan has been?
Well, there's a lot of different ways of looking at it. People tend to want to think about strictly economic impact. So how much money are we generating? How many more visitors are coming to the state based on this advertising campaign? But there's a lot of other things that go along with it. For instance, does it change the way that people view Michigan as a state? How does it affect Michigan's brand, which doesn't necessarily result in visitors coming necessarily this year or next year, but it could have people coming to the state 10 years from now because their perceptions of Michigan have changed for the positive. And that doesn't just affect tourism. That affects all sorts of other industries that may be located in Michigan as well. So, you know, I don't think there is really one best way of measuring the impacts of an advertising campaign because it is so complex and how it affects people psychologically as well as how it affects their behaviors.
Well, let's talk about the rates of return. The state of Michigan, the MEDC, has claimed something like close to $9 for every dollar spent on Pure Michigan. How likely is that?
Well, it's really hard to determine whether that is correct or not because the companies that have come up with these numbers don't always, or actually rarely, publish their research methodology. So it's hard for somebody like me, who especially as a not necessarily an economist, to know what did they include in that? What are they using as their multiplier in terms of economic impacts? So it's really hard for me to say, is $9 accurate or is $2 accurate? It's hard to say without looking at the numbers that whoever is calculating these things is using. But, you know, in reality, I'd say that estimate is $9. Some other estimates are essentially $0. The reality is it's probably somewhere in between those two things.
So just looking at it broadly, how successful is Pure Michigan, its tourism campaign, compared to other states' efforts?
Well, that really depends on who you ask, but in terms of broad public awareness and in terms of perceptions within the tourism industry and within particularly state tourism marketing campaigns, Pure Michigan is used as an exemplar of an excellent way of marketing a state. It's an example that I use in my own classroom. You know, maybe that's because I am a Michigander, and so I have a spot in my heart for Michigan. But if you look throughout the industry, almost everybody looks at the Pure Michigan campaign as a success in a lot of different ways.
Well, we also hear about other states and their campaigns. Who's doing it right in other states?
Sure. One example that I always like to use is Visit California. They have an advertisement that they put out a few years ago that included Betty White and Kim Kardashian and the Jonas Brothers.
Like how we all live in bikinis and act like rock stars.
You want to know the truth about California?
Get out here. We'll show you how we roll.
Sort of playing off of what people know about California in that there's a lot of famous people. They have Hollywood. But at the same time, they were also in the background showcasing that they have surf tourism, that they have forests, they have Muir Woods, that they have cultural attractions. I think they showed the LA Opera in that particular advertisement. So they've done a great job. Hawaii has done a really interesting campaign recently called Let Hawaii Happen.
We went to the island of Hawaii to look at the stars, hoping to make a big discovery.
Want to go check it out?
Did we make one?
Oh.
I'd say we made a few.
And their approach is essentially to let the state and cultural, natural resources kind of speak for themselves.
We were talking a little bit about those things you really cannot measure. The Pure Michigan campaign's very popular with the people in Michigan, is hopefully it is popular in the states where we're actually showing the ads too. And the tourism industry would rather have it than not, but how much does it benefit the state in those things we cannot measure?
Well, I think it goes a long way toward changing people's views towards the state. One of the things that I really like about the Pure Michigan campaign is that it invokes emotion. And when you look at tourism marketing, that's really what it's all about. Invoking emotion in people to get them to form that psychological connection with your tourism destination, wherever it may be. And the Pure Michigan campaign, one of the reasons it's received so many awards is because it does that. And it does that with a combination of imagery, with the natural resources of Michigan, like Sleeping Bear Dunes and the Pictured Rocks. It does it with Tim Allen's voice, which a lot of people associate with a family-friendly atmosphere. If you think back to his show Home Improvement, a lot of people still have those perceptions of him. It does it with soft music in the background. And so in that way, I think eliciting emotions from people and changing the way that they feel about the state at a little bit deeper level than am I just going to visit there, I think it's been incredibly successful.
Okay, well, that leads to the question, do you think Michigan needs the Pure Michigan tourism advertising campaign? And if you were advising the legislature and the governor, what would you tell them?
Sure. I think it does. I think to remain competitive in terms of states within the United States, you need to have a tourism advertising budget. We've actually seen examples recently of places like Florida and Hawaii cutting their budget a little bit, which is kind of weird because those things tend to go with as the economy goes. So when the economy is going well, you're getting a lot of tax revenue. Funding for state tourism offices and advertising campaigns tends to go up. So right now, when we have had a fairly positive economy, it's kind of weird to see Florida and Hawaii reduce their budgets a little bit. They have actually had a couple of scandals that have caused them to reduce their budgets. But, you know, it's a competitive marketplace right now for travelers in the U.S. So I do think Pure Michigan should be funded. I think it's going to be funded. I think it'll probably be at a little bit lower rate than what was suggested, which was around $37 million. You know, I think $30 million for a state like Michigan that's getting around 125 million visitors a year is a pretty reasonable amount for a tourism marketing campaign.
Evan Jordan is an assistant professor at Indiana University in the Department of Recreation, Park, and Tourism Studies. He's also a Michigan native. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you, Lester.
Well, it's Friday. Time to check in with our Friday political commentators. Ken Sekema is a senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants. He is a former Republican majority leader of the Michigan Senate. TJ Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm. He worked for Governors Engler and Granholm and headed up communications for Lieutenant Governor John Cherry. Gentlemen, one of the state of Michigan budget line item vetoes by Governor Gretchen Whitmer was money for the Pure Michigan Tourism Campaign. Ken, why do you think the governor eliminated funding for Pure Michigan?
Oh, I just think it's part of the larger kind of budget negotiating position she's trying to establish. Although her original budget proposed a modest reduction in that program, my own opinion about the veto is I don't think she's particularly desirous of totally eliminating the Pure Michigan campaign.
So this is like a card in the hole then?
Well, I think so, but I mean, I'm kind of an outside observer here.
TJ, the governor had $31 million for Pure Michigan in her proposed budget. The legislature said, let's do a $37.5 million. Why do you think she eliminated all the funding?
I think it's a political stratagem to some degree. You know, we want to have people at the table. Pure Michigan is popular with Republicans, especially those that, you know, their constituents have businesses up north and rely on the tourism industry to drive the economy there. I think there is, you know, quite a bit of data that tells us that Pure Michigan and the investment that the state makes is that there is a return on that investment, and that's important. You know, in the big scheme of things, when you look at a ad campaign like this one, and it's, you know, $37-38 million in total, it is a small campaign compared to some of the other larger campaigns you see from the auto industry to sell product. Again, this is you know, mostly public dollar, and it needs to be scrutinized. But I don't think anyone doubts that the Pure Michigan campaign has been successful to a large degree.
But there is the argument that taxpayer dollars should not be advertising for a single industry. Ken, what do you think of the government basically putting ads on television and in print around the nation to benefit the tourism industry?
Well, it's just a subset of the larger debate about, you know, should a state have various kinds of incentive programs to attract business and industry? It's not just by itself in terms of that debate. You also have these large packages that are designed to attract an Amazon or a big manufacturing outfit to the state. So that's all part of the same argument. And I don't think you could just isolate something like Pure Michigan just because it's advertising that's designed to help the tourism industry, like a tax cut package would be designed to bring Amazon. I mean, it's all part and parcel of the same debate.
TJ, you've said it's a relatively small amount. However, Michigan spends a lot more than the national average. And, you know, it doesn't even crack the top 10 for tourism, even though they're number four for spending on tourism campaigns. So what do you think of that argument? Are we really getting our bang for the buck?
Well, I think there's been a lot of study from different companies that the state has contracted to see what that return on investment is. How much money does the tourism industry sort of get from the investment that the state makes? And, you know, I think that you are seeing, you know, multiple time investment, multiple times, you know, the ROI, and that's important. And the thing is, you know,
Let me stop you there. By whose measure? Because we've seen those numbers from the MEDC, and they're you know, saying as much as $9 on every dollar spent. But those analyses have been questioned by a number of people. Do you trust those numbers?
Well, I think sometimes that criticism, again, is politically motivated in terms of should we spend $35 million or whatever we spend it right now another way. But I don't think that, you know, the state has designed a plan to assess this program. If they've used it, different firms over the years to sort of evaluate that investment. And I think by and large, they do see that there is an important return on our investment. Again, you see more Pure Michigan ads when you travel out of the state, when you go to the West Coast or where you go down south, even when you go into Europe. And the goal is to bring more people to Michigan, more people to partake of what we have here. And, you know, the tourism industry, because of the weather, only goes so long in this state, especially as you look up north. So I don't think that there's any question in most people's minds that there is a return on investment that's important here.
So what's going to happen with all of this? Are we going to see some kind of compromise soon, or is this going to be that chip in the deal that is reserved? Ken?
Well, I don't think I don't think you want to go completely dark vis-a-vis other states in terms of trying to attract tourists. So I think at some point there'll be a replacement for this, and there'll be money for it. There'll be a pure Michigan campaign now, sooner or later. I tell you, my crystal ball there is pretty murky.
Okay, TJ, same question. What's going to happen?
I don't think, Pure Michigan has been a campaign that's been embraced by both sides of the aisle. You know, Governor Granholm, back in the day, really lobbied the legislature hard for more dollar to go into it. Governor Snyder believed the program had a lot of merit. So I think you'll see some sort of supplemental, before maybe even the end of the year, to correct this. And again, it's, they're only a few million dollars apart. I think both sides see the real value of the campaign.
You know, I'm curious what you guys think about this. You see Illinois' campaign, you see Ohio's campaign, for example, and people go, that's nice. But Michiganders seem to really love this Pure Michigan campaign. Why do you think that citizens in this state embrace it so much?
Well, I just think it is resonated and struck a chord over time. It's I don't want to necessarily use the word clever. I don't mean to diminish it by using the word clever, but it's a clever and a good campaign. I think there are competing studies in terms of, is there a return on investment? I'm not sure you'll ever kind of come to a definitive conclusion about that, but it is, frankly, pretty popular.
Why is it so beloved, TJ?
Well, I think people get to see so much of this state in these ads, and they are beautifully done, obviously. They're really well thought out, really well shot. And you get to see and really kind of understand what a lot of Michiganders who've been in different parts of the state, as I know both of you have as well, is, that we have so much hidden beauty here, so many treasures. I think that we want people to see our state. We want people to understand the same sort of magnitude of beauty in Michigan that we do. And for me, it's just it makes me feel good as a Michigan citizen. I'm sure that's true for tens of thousands of other people as well.
TJ Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm. He worked for Governors Engler and Granholm and headed up communications for Lieutenant Governor John Cherry. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants. He's a former Republican majority leader of the Michigan Senate. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.
Have a great weekend.